This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so lovely to have a chat to, I can imagine this lady now is probably Kylie's biggest fan in Ireland. Yvette, how are you? How's things?
I'm good, Louise. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Now, I was scrolling on TikTok after Electric Picnic and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got, you know, the have to head back into work and, you know, you're feeling the effects of the Electric Picnic weekend. And then I stumbled upon your video. And I mean, yeah. By the looks of things, your day was absolutely made. Can you tell me what happened?
Oh, it was just so unexpected. I noticed on Kylie's Facebook page, she'd put up a post of some photographs of her in Ireland, and yeah. I recognised where it was.
Amazing!
I was like, I've been in that hotel a few times, and I knew she was doing Electric Picnic, but I actually, when I found out she was doing Electric Picnic, I actually couldn't get tickets for it, but I would always go to her concerts when she comes to Ireland. Yeah. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to take a chance and just go down. And I rang my friend who said, God, I'll meet you there. So we went down. And it was all quiet down there. It was like a normal day. But it was in the kind of late afternoon, early evening. And I kind of figured she was on stage at 10:30 that mm-hmm. night. So I kind of guessed she'd be leaving at around 6 or 7 or something to go. Yeah. And it just happened to be right. And
she, oh, my God.
She was, it was just so weird how it all happened. And I just couldn't believe my luck that she was there. And she was leaving to get into a car to go. And there was a couple of other people there that knew she was there as yeah. well. There was only about 5 of us.
Wow.
I'd say 5 fans. So it was great to have a small group.
Yeah.
And really, we only had a few second window to see her because she would have hopped into the van really quickly. But when I called out to her, I guess she kind of decided, oh, I better go over and see yeah. these fans. And she just, I couldn't believe when she walked towards us, I nearly died.
I know.
I nearly died, I really did.
She looked so glamorous as well. Like, I mean, she looked as though she was wearing the most unique kind of tracksuit. She just wore it so well.
Yeah.
She was so cool, so nice.
Oh, she looked gorgeous. Yeah, she always just looks so gorgeous. And she's the tiniest person I've ever seen. She's so petite. Like, I'm not tall myself. I'm only about 5'5". But she's only about 5 foot and I looked like a giant beside her. She was just so small. But she was so lovely, very gracious. And I've always loved that about her. She's always been so nice to her fans and consistent over the decades. You know, she's been in the business for years and she's always been nice to everybody.
Yeah, and what I love about Irish fans as well, like even when Kanye and came way back when they were in Portlaoise, because I thought that might have been the hotel that she was in, but I think somebody said maybe that she might have been in Carlton House. We're a nice bunch. Like, as in, if we saw a celebrity, we're like, hello, how's things? Is there any chance?
Yeah.
You know, and you were so gracious and like it was so well received as well, as we can see in the video.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just was hoping that, you know, there were some people say maybe you shouldn't meet your heroes mm-hmm. because it may not be what you think. But she was so lovely and I'm so grateful that she took those few minutes just to say hello to us. Like, it was just, oh, just amazing. Yeah, very surreal. Really, really surreal. But yeah, I was so thankful that she did that. And she signed the very first album I bought. Like, I have all of her albums,
wow.
but the very first one was in 1988. And I have all the records from back then. And you could see me in the video fumbling to see, oh God, which one do I pick? And I figured, well, I'll just pick the first one I ever bought. And I can't believe after all these, like 36 years ago, I got that and then she signs it.
And she looked impressed as well that you were actually genuinely a fan for such a long period of time that she was able to make your day.
Yeah, from the very beginning as a teenager, like absolutely loved her in my teenage years and I've followed her ever since then. Like, I'd go to all of her concerts and then myself and my cousin, who's also a big fan, we went to see her in London about 7 or 8 years ago for the Christmas show in the Royal Albert Hall. And that
amazing.
Was phenomenal. Like, that was amazing. But one of my friends, I rang my friend Tara to come down and meet me there. And she loves Kylie as well, but she was happy to video it. She was just like, no, you just love her so much. I'll video it. And you know, yeah, she was just brilliant to come down and meet me there. So it was great. It was just the best. Yeah.
Fantastic. And did you end up getting to see her in Electric Picnic in the end?
No, because, well, I didn't have tickets for the show, but I'm actually, I know she's doing a tour next year and we're just waiting for her to announce when that is. And I was trying to get tickets, actually. I don't know how it was going to happen, but she, you know, the way she did the Vegas show as well. And she was performing in like a small nightclub. So that would have been amazing to see that in a smaller venue, but I couldn't get them. But yeah, I think she's coming to Ireland next year. So I'm just waiting for that, hopefully.
Well, after her performance, I will definitely be buying tickets to go and see her as well. But Yvette, your story is so lovely. I love having a chat to people who have such passion for music and know more than myself. Like, I've never met a Spice Girl, but I can imagine if I was you meeting a Spice Girl, I would have been exactly the same, thrilled, you know, with all
so
the passion.
Exciting. Yeah. I was surprised I could even string two words together, actually. So I didn't know how it would react, because I'd always thought about it for years, going, God, what would you say and what would you do? And it would have been great to have had even longer to talk to her, but I was just really grateful to have that short amount of time. It was brilliant. It was so brilliant.
Well, it's such a lovely memory to have, and I think everybody has been saying it in the comments on you know, under your TikTok, that you just seem like such a well worthy fan to have her time, and you know, everybody's just so happy for you. It was just such a lovely video.
Thanks so much. Thank you. No, it was just the best.
Well, listen, enjoy the concert the next time she comes back, and no doubt you'll have lots and lots of Kylie concerts to go to. But thank you so much for having a chat to me. It's been so lovely to catch up with you.
No problem. Thanks, Louise. Thank you. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.